HealthNow.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by automotive journalist and automotive photographer extraordinaire, Randy Leffingwell. We're going to be talking about Randy's most recent book, and we'll take a look back at all the books that he's done over the last last umpteen years or so, and all of these are great holiday gift ideas. Also, in this hour of the broadcast, we promise we will throw out some more trivia questions because we're giving away the Wash Drops product from the folks at Wash Drops. So this is the very unique product that basically allows you to wash your car without a hose. All you need is a bucket of water and a few drops of this solution. Costs about 50 cents a car wash. It's eco-friendly. You don't need to hose your car off. You rinse, you put the sponge into the bucket, you do one section of the car, you then wipe it off, and then you move to the next section of the car. It takes about 15 minutes or so, and the good news is it can be used in cold weather. You can wash your car in areas of the country like Massachusetts or anywhere in the northeast states or anywhere in the Midwest. You wash your car indoors, and also for those states which have water restrictions, and it's an eco-friendly product. So we'll throw out a trivia question, and we'll make it, in honor of our guest, a Porsche trivia question. What year did Porsche revert to a water-cooled engine in their iconic 911? What year did Porsche turn to a water-cooled power plant for the iconic 911? The telephone number, you can reach us from anywhere all across North America, toll-free, is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or you can email me up anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's bob@boblongradio.com. And within a week, we hope, boblongradio.com will be updated with the latest things that I'm doing, and hopefully more to come in the not-too-distant future. But right now, we don't have to wait any longer for a really cool guy. He's one of my favorite book authors out there. He's one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is automotive journalist and photographer extraordinaire, Randy Leffingwell. Randy, how you doing?
Very well, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Randy, you've written so many books about so many different unique subjects. When you stop and think about it, I as you know off air, I told you a little bit earlier today, I purchased your Wine Country book, which is just a wonderful book for my wife for her birthday this past summer. And you've done books on barns and, of course, just a whole slew on cars. But let's touch a little bit on the Wine Country book, because I know this must have been a project quite near and dear to your heart.
Oh, completely. It's just, and I lived in France in 1968 and 69, and that's where I learned about wine. And then just came home sort of spoiled forever, having gotten very good wine for very cheap. And when Voyager Press proposed the idea of me doing a book on California wine country, I think it took me a nanosecond to agree.
That's great. And you cover all areas of California wine country, and most people just think of really Northern California, Napa and Sonoma, but that's just the start.
Well, and that was one of my points, almost my argument to my publisher, because he said, we really just want to concentrate on Napa and Sonoma. And I said, wait a minute, Michael, I live in Santa Barbara County. I know winemakers here. If I do a book and I don't include them, I'm never going to be invited anywhere again. So I sort of held my breath and stomped my feet and turned blue, and he finally said, okay, do it the way you want. So I did. I covered the entire state from Mendocino County on the coastline way north of San Francisco all the way down to the wine country in San Diego.
Excellent, and I recommend that book highly. Over the years, you've traveled so many places, racked up so many miles, and not only in the U.S., but around the world in putting these marvelous books together. All told, how many books have you written on all different subjects?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I did a count recently because one of my friends had a bet with me that I had done more than 40. And I stood there in my office and I got this whole lineup. And it is more than 40. I have a book coming out next spring that will be called Corvette 60 Years. And that will be my 50th book title.
Oh, congratulations, Randy. That is quite an accomplishment. I know people that have written 5 or 6 books, and they think that, boy, they've got a lot of book publishing knowledge under their belt, so to speak. But, boy, you just blew me away with that number. 50. Wow.
It surprised me, too, honestly. It really did. I know I've given up sleep.
When did the true car passion begin? As we talked about a little bit earlier today, you, as a young guy, wanted to be an architect.
Oh, that's right. I did. I loved buildings. Grew up in a Chicago suburb, and on school holidays, my father would always take me into the city with him, and I'd wander around sort of rubbernecking, looking up at all the cool architecture in Chicago, and figured out that that's what I wanted to do. The architecture school I went to was more engineering oriented, and so I was quickly disillusioned in my my plan to slash the lines down on paper and throw them at the engineer and say, "Here, I drew it. You made it stand up." Well, that wasn't the program where I went. I was supposed to make it stand up too.
Oh, that's great. And what was your first vehicle that you purchased yourself? What was the first car that you had?
Under the heading of Glutton for Punishment, but a brave, adventurous soul, it was a 1965 Lotus Elan convertible.
Wow, what a great first car. Jeez, that's
fantastic.
Oh, it
was so much fun.
I've never had the pleasure of driving it alone, but I've always heard it was a great handling vehicle and still is, of course, today.
It was like a 2-seat, 2-door go-kart.
As Lotus is famous for building such great handling, lightweight vehicles, we may see some changes with the Lotus company with some new models upcoming, but in the past that has always been kind of the hallmark of all things Lotus.
But absolutely.
But when it comes to writing books, I mean, you have focused on so many different aspects of the hobby, but let's talk about your most recent book, which is about a automotive icon. I mean, when you stop and think about it, there aren't that many vehicles that really, truly stand the test of time that don't go away or they don't morph into something else. But I can only think of a couple, and you're experts in both realms. I mean, the Corvette is still true to its roots. It's still a two-seater. I mean, true, we've seen 6 generations. We've got the 7th generation around the corner. But the other vehicle is the 911 Porsche. I mean, who would believe that this vehicle would still be around after all these years?
It is amazing. And I think it surprised Porsche in the late 70s when it nearly died. I think that a lot of the people inside the country, inside of the company, were figuring, well, it's time for the next Porsche, whatever that is. Certainly Ernst Furman was worried about American legislation, and so he was the guy who sort of pushed the invention and the development of both the 924 and the 928, and I think everybody inside the company had kind of resigned themselves to, well, that's what Porsche's going to do. We're going to make traditional sports cars.
Let's go back to the early days of Porsche. This is something I love to throw at folks when they start talking about hybrid vehicles. Porsche, of course, has got a supercar on the horizon, very limited production supercar, the 918 Spyder, which combines electric motors with gasoline engine technology, and it really is an amazing vehicle. But when we come back on the other side, we'll have you tell everybody about the first Porsche and the person who designed it. This is Auto World.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Randy Leffingwell is our very special guest. Randy is a noted author, auto journalist, and photographer. His most recent book is brand new out on Motorbooks International, the complete book of Porsche's 911. And it's a beautiful looking book from the outside here, looking at it online, hardcover, 288 pages. And we've got a trivia question out there. Randy's going to try his best not to give it away, but what year did Porsche revert to a water-cooled power plant for the 911? It was big news. All the Porsche files were up in arms that they went away from the air-cooled engine and went to the water-cooled power plant, which is in the current-day 911s. What year did that happen? The telephone number, toll-free from around North America, and the winner comes up with some real lucky stuff, a prize package from the folks at Wash Drops, 855-660-4261. Or if you've been a 911 owner in the past, we'd love to hear your story. If you've ever owned a Porsche 911, call into that same number, and we will give you some Wash Drops as well. That's how generous we're feeling today. 855-660-4261. Randy, let's talk a little bit about the gentleman who designed the first Porsche. He was born on September 3rd of 1875, and I'll have you do the pronunciation of the town. What exactly is the town that Mr. Ferdinand Porsche was born in?
Oh my gosh, you're giving me the trivia question. Oh, that's funny. I actually have to look it up.
I'll get it for you. It's Maffersdorf. That's it. Maffersdorf.
Boy, I failed the quiz. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, that's great, Bob. You caught me. That's funny.
That's very good. So tell our listeners a little bit about this man and kind of his dream and about the first Porsche.
Ferdinand Porsche was just a genius engineer. He was a really precocious kid. Loved experimenting in all kinds of things. His father was a pretty down-to-earth guy, had a small business in the town of Maffersdorf, and Ferdinand kept experimenting with chemistry and with engineering and all kinds of things at home, and one of his fascinations was electricity. And his father would come home and find that young Ferdinand had connected wires and wired things across the room, and he just got angry and angry about it and finally said to his son and to his wife, no more. The kid is not allowed to play with whatever this thing is. Well, then one night, Dad came home, a dark, wintry night, and the family house was lit up warm and inviting, almost lit up like a Christmas tree. And he was pretty surprised because the business where he worked had electric lights, but none of the residences did except his. His son had figured out a way to develop an electric generator, wire the house, and use light bulbs. And Father Porsche came home to eccentric, precocious young Ferdinand's invention of indoor electric lighting. And from then on, Dad was more of an enthusiast and a supporter.
Great story. And that first Porsche was an interesting model in that, again, everything old is new again. It was actually a hybrid vehicle combining electric technology, electric motors with gasoline internal combustion technology.
Well, not only that, but it was that the electric motors were in the wheel hubs. So it was essentially both a front wheel drive and then an all wheel drive hybrid electric automobile in 1899.
And here we go all these years later, and Porsche's got the 918 on the drawing boards, scheduled for delivery in 2013, paying tribute to that initial Porsche design with an all-new supercar. But let's talk a little bit about the origins of the 911, which for a lot of folks is, you know, kind of an eye-opener or an ear-opener. Some of the componentry for the 911 came from the Volkswagen Beetle, and for a good reason.
Well, the 911 grew out of the 356, which really, truly grew out of Volkswagen parts and Volkswagen products. By the time they got around to the 911, they knew that they had pretty much used and expanded the 356 as much as they could. They had customers saying they wanted more power, they wanted a bigger car, they wanted more luggage room, they wanted more comfort. They wanted greater travel distance. And Porsche, looking at the competition, which in those days was Mercedes primarily, they said to themselves, all right, you know, the way the business in Germany is divided up, Mercedes builds the saloons, Ford builds the economy cars, Volkswagen builds the people's car, and we make the sports cars. Mm-hmm. So it's time for us to take this huge risk and make a new sports car. And you're exactly right. The earliest 911 prototypes really grew out of more Volkswagen parts revised into 356 prototypes.
And the interesting part here, family-wise, is these two companies, Porsche and Volkswagen, and it continues today, are very much intertwined family-wise.
Very much. You know, the current head of Volkswagen, of the whole Volkswagen group, is a man named Ferdinand Piëch. Brilliant engineer, really, really smart, creative guy. He worked, when he got out of university in Switzerland, he came to work at Porsche in race car engineering. And Bob, you and I both know the race car we love the most,
yes,
the Porsche 917, was Ferdinand Piëch's brainchild.
Wow.
He conceived it as a way to win the world championship. And now, of course, Piëch, who left Porsche in 1971, went to Audi, and then that became part of the Volkswagen group. And Piëch, being not only a brilliant engineer but a very smart businessman, rose in the company. He's now the boss of it all, and he's trying to sort of reunite the families and reunite the companies all under one roof again.
It's going to be interesting to watch that one, definitely, how it unfolds. And it's interesting, too, when I stop and think about Piëch and the development of the Bugatti Veyron. I mean, just as he wanted to produce the ultimate racing machine in the 917, he also, for a while there, it still kind of holds a record, but God only knows these things change all the time. The Bugatti was kind of the high watermark for a road-going, top-speed machine.
That Veyron is an absolutely fantastic and fascinating automobile.
Yes.
First of all, they named it after one of Bugatti's legendary race drivers, Philippe Veyron, a guy who was racing Bugatti Type 35s and 37s back in the late 20s and 30s. And it just was an idea to honor the heritage of that firm. And, oh, by the way, go for bragging rights.
Absolutely. More about the amazing story of the Porsche 911, the complete book of Porsche 911, on sale now for Motor Books International. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call toll-free 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. We're alongside Randy Leffingwell, automotive journalist and photographer extraordinaire. His latest book, The Complete Book of Porsche 911, it's available now at Motor Books International, and it's a really cool story about an iconic sports car that many never expected to be around for as long as it has been. We got the trivia question out there, and that's about the big switch, which happened not that long ago when VW dumped their air-cooled power plant and went with a water-cooled power plant. What year did that first water-cooled 911 roll down the assembly line? And speaking of assembly lines, Randy, have you been in the factory while they're producing 911s, and what's that experience like?
I've been there several times. It's pretty sensational. It is still very much a handmade car. The first time I saw it was when I was actually working on my very first book on Porsche back 20 years ago, called Porsche Legends. And in those days, they were producing the car called the 964. Mm-hmm. And that was incredibly handmade. There are more robots in the process now, but still in all, it is very much a hand fabricated automobile. It's the quality of workmanship, the cleanliness of the factory. I mean, you can imagine it's German, so it's going to be precisely operated. The whole auto assembly now, as you know, is the just-in-time arrival of parts. At Porsche, they have taken that almost to a fine art.
Absolutely, and I know a lot of Porsche owners love to travel over to the factory to see their vehicles being built. And also, Porsche offers a number of driving experiences, which must be quite fun for the owners of these vehicles.
Yeah, that's a thing that Porsche has worked out with Porsche Club of America. I think it's called Treffen. And it gives owners a chance to either fly to Germany and rent a car from Porsche through a bunch of agencies that handle it, or pick up their own new car, or fly their own new car or their own car over. And then Porsche helps arrange the routes, and they help arrange the accommodations. And there's generally people along from the factory who speak a variety of languages in case, oh, somebody goes a little fast and the local constable says, step this way, please, sir. They're really great trips.
Tell our listeners about the cover shot here on the complete book of the 9/11. You've got a racing machine in the foreground and looks like a very limited production machine in the background.
That is a very cool. I'm very proud of this cover, Bob. Thank you for asking me about it. The car on the cover is the very first. Well, let me back up a step. In 1969 model year, Porsche extended the wheelbase 2 1/4 inches to improve handling. And this is the very first race car produced in that period to win a major race. There was a long rally that that went on from, it was originally called the Liège-Rome-Liège Rally. And it went from Liège, Belgium to Italy and back. And the running time was 84 hours. Needless to say, a couple of countries in between Belgium and Italy got annoyed at the high speeds that these racers were putting on their roads. So it finally ended up evolving into an 84-hour endurance race at the Nürburgring. And this is the car that won it. And then the silver car in the background is the brand new GT3, the sort of direct line successor, what, five generations later.
That's a great story, absolutely. It's interesting to see, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, about this family connection, the back and forth, the incestuous relationship between the Volkswagen Group and Porsche. It was rumored a little while back that Porsche was going to turn the tables and buy Volkswagen, but that looks like it's financially fell apart. Now the big rumor is that they're taking BU students, but they're unloading them at a different locale.
Well, it's a very interesting saga, and it's it's one that I've written about a little bit in my books. It doesn't particularly pertain to the stories I tell because I think my readers are as interested in engineering and design as they are in corporate politics. But I'll tell you, it is a fascinating story. The idea that Wendell and Wedekind had when he was chairman at the time was to reunite the two companies, to bring history full circle. And when his effort failed, Ferdinand Piëch, who was, as I said, chairman of Volkswagen Group, kind of picked up the baton and went forward with it. And Volkswagen's financing is a little bit more solid than Porsche's was at the time, and now it's just a matter for the lawyers to sort out.
Good point. Absolutely. So tell us once again about the two vehicles that grace the cover of the book.
Well, one is 1969. It's called a 911 GTS. And back in those early days of Porsche racing, they had all kinds of super secret little models that you just sort of had to be an insider to know about. There were 911 Rs in 1967 and 911 Ss and Sts and Trs and then this GTS. And this was the car that won the Marathon de la Route, the 84-hour race around the Nürburgring. And that's the orange race car in the front with the number 28 on it. It's the actual car that won. And then the car in the background is the, sort of the object of many people's lottery efforts. It's the brand-new GT3, and that is a potent thrill to drive.
Interesting story, Randy. Where's the best place for folks to pick up a copy of the complete book of the Porsche 911? Is it Motorbooks? And what are some of the other locales that folks who are out there scratching their heads about what to give for Christmas, they can pick up one of your magnificent new books, including this brand new one?
Well, motorbooks.com is certainly the first and best choice. Amazon is always a great choice, and they have everything that I've written. All 50 of them, well, all 49. And beyond that, Barnes & Noble and their stores and their .com. there's still a few opportunities to pick up books out there.
Definitely there are. And it seems to be, you know, with the electronic technology, which is playing a little bit of havoc in the publishing world, with folks kind of setting up blog shops just because they have the technical means to do so, not the journalistic means. But nevertheless, it's such a treat to read an author who puts as much preparation into thought in what you're doing. I mean, what you're doing is basically creating your own personal work of art.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I do put a lot of effort into them. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the expansion of the 9/11 range. I remember growing up, there was not that many. There was a Target. There was a hat. There have been a couple of other incarnations along the way. Of course, we've seen the introduction of the water-cooled power plant. We're still leaving that out there for the trivia taking. And we've seen all-wheel drive. We've seen a kind of a taming of the 9/11. But we've also seen the introduction of a couple of vehicles that we didn't originally expect. The two-seater vehicles, and as well as rumors of more vehicles to come around the corner. It's going to be very interesting.
It really is. There have been jokes a couple of times among us journalists that Porsche has become a full-line company, of course, with the fantastic Panamera sedan and the really durable Cayenne. But there have been jokes among a number of us that the 911 is becoming its own product line, too. When my publisher asked me to do this book, the complete book of Porsche 911, he had no idea that over the 48 years that the book covers, that Porsche has done 432 variations of the 911.
Absolutely mind-boggling. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more Porsche 911, then we'll shift attention to the Corvette. This is Randy Leffingwell and Bob Long, and you're listening to Auto World.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. We have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A long drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. We're telling you all about a wonderful new book from Motorworks International. It's called Randy Leffingwell. He's the author, and the book is called The Complete Book for Spring 1981, and certainly would make a great gift for any car guy or girl on your list. And let's talk a little bit more about the subscription services that you offer to listen to the programming. What have you got? Randy, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Bob. I'm not sure I follow your question.
Yes, sorry. I was wondering if you could give us your thoughts about when you look back at the history of the 911, what were some of the hallmark models over the years?
Oh, there have been some really, really cool ones, not least of which is the one on the cover of the book, that GTS. You and I have talked about this one before. We both love it, the 959 mid-'80s. That really defined, well, that was the first supercar. And that defined what not only what a Porsche could be, but it defined what any ultra-high-performance automobile could be with 200 miles an hour and all-wheel drive and electronic transmission, electronic suspension. It really was decades ahead of the time. And then all the cars that have followed along and picked up the technology that the 959 introduced, 964, which suddenly brought all-wheel drive in a much more affordable package. The 959 came in at, I think, $240,000, and the 964 Carrera 4 came in at about $60,000. So there was a big trickle-down effect in technology. And then each car that's come since then, the unnamed year introduction of the water-cooled cars, really was another landmark. The engines got quieter. The interiors got more comfortable, more sophisticated. They really took the car upmarket, trying to appeal to not only existing Porsche loyalists and enthusiasts, but even Mercedes owners, Aston Martin owners. It was a real change in direction. And then the brand new car, the 991, is definitely a benchmark.
It certainly is. Let's talk Corvette. That's the next big project on your agenda. You did the wonderful 50th anniversary book on the Corvette. Here it is 10 years later. We were down in Nashville for the 50th, and I'm sure they've got some over-the-top performers for this event as well.
I am looking forward to finding out what Chevrolet's got in mind to celebrate the 60th. The 50th was a party that we all enjoyed. I know you were there. I saw you. It was a great, great time. And I know for Corvette enthusiasts around the country, it gave everybody the much-wanted excuse for a road trip. So I have to suspect that Chevrolet has got equal excitement planned for the celebration in 13. They'll reveal the car next year, and I don't think they'll take it to the Waldorf Astoria, but who knows? History may repeat itself. It'll be fun to see.
Yes, sorry, lost a little digital burst here. 3, 2, 1. Let's pick it up from there. Randy, sorry, I had a little misconnection on my end. My line went blank. So let's talk a little bit more about the Corvette. The 70th anniversary, not the 70th, the 60th anniversary. I'm jumping ahead. That will be the next book in another 10 years. But the 70th anniversary of the Corvette is a little ways down the line. But the 60th one is... not that far
it's coming
off.
Soon. Yeah.
Coming soon. And I know you're going to get some, you've had some great access to some wonderful pictures. Tell our listeners all about the access that Chevrolet is giving you.
Well, because this book is licensed, meaning it's an official Chevrolet publication, they let me into their photo archives, which was sort of like, for a photographer, the other half of my head is writer and one side is photographer. For that side of my head, this was like a trip to Mecca. It was just really the promised land. I looked through about 30,000 Corvette images, everything that GM Media Archives had, and picked out about 300 photographs that I haven't seen in books before, in magazines, anywhere. Mm-hmm. And those and another 100 that I've shot and that my friend David Newhart and my buddy Dave Wendt shot. So it's a picture-packed 60-year history. And I think the coolest stuff is all the old stuff that they let me have.
Oh, it's certainly everybody's looking forward to the next generation Corvette. Can't wait to hear about some of that new technology. And I know you've had the opportunity to drive this all-new 911 for 2012. What's your reaction right off the bat?
Well, with the 991, the new 911, it is definitely the best 911 yet. I'm anxious for my chance to drive the new Corvette. I do get a glimpse of it coming up in time to use it for this book. But I'll tell you, the Porsche is just, it is a fantastic, fantastic automobile.
The trivia question, once again, is going back to when Porsche reverted to the air-cooled power plant in the 911. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question gets some free wash drop. So don't be afraid to dial us up or shoot me an email. That's always a valuable way of getting a hold of us as well. But the toll-free line is wide open, and Matt is standing by to take your calls. So dial us up at 855-660-4261. call us up at 855-660-4261. Randy, I'm getting over a bug, and unfortunately it's
and that's a lot of numbers.
It is. Unfortunately, I think I just took some medicine for my cough, and I think it's put me out to lunch a little bit here, but make the program...
Oh, you're doing fine, pal.
All right. Make it a little bit more interesting. Let's talk about... some of the other cool things that you've got upcoming here. You've got this big assignment, and your last book, the 50th anniversary of the Corvette, was just a wonderful piece of work. So for the 60th book, I can only imagine what you're doing for that.
You know, it's a completely different approach. When I talked to my editor, Darwin Holmstrom, and my publisher, Zach Miller, we all agreed that we needed to make this thing different and more up-to-date. The 50-years book was kind of a chronological history. So this is a much more fun approach. Yes, there's history. Yes, there's chronology. But the types of the cars, the generations of the cars, are covered in first three chapters. First generation, which is always everybody's favorite interest, that gets its own chapter.
Oh,
but then
great.
C2, C3 get a chapter, C4, 5, and 6 get a chapter, and then I got my dream come true. I got to devote an entire chapter uninterrupted to covering Corvette racing. And that is really, that is just a piece of history that's really close to my heart. I think that from the very first efforts of a couple of privateers taking cars out on NASCAR dirt tracks in 1954, all the way up to the incredible Pratt and Miller effort in at Le Mans and in the ALMS series, I absolutely love the Corvette racing story.
That's good. And you certainly are enjoying putting together another book we should touch on as well, and that's all about Porsche racing, and we get to learn more about the amazing 911, the amazing 917 machine.
You know, I have to confess, Bob, I am sort of a racing wacko. Car racing is about the only sport that's ever interested me. From the earliest days when my uncle used to take me to see car races around Chicago, I just got hopelessly addicted to it. And so the chance to do this Porsche racing history, it's still another year of research. I'll go back to Germany for a month in May and then for another month next October to do interviews. I'm going to Florida in January for 2 weeks to do interviews. It is just the passion and the emotion and the excitement that goes into car racing, the physical fitness of the drivers and the mechanical and engineering knowledge of the team owners and the crew, it just really engages me.
It certainly does. It's a great story and needs to be told, and that's certainly a labor of love. So as we go into this holiday season, this is a wonderful book for all the Porsche files out there. And so far, let's see, we've had Ken Rodas and Ed Rodas and Warren Rodas, and we don't have an answer here on the year that the Porsche 911 went to the water-cooled power plant. So, my friend Randy, tell all our listeners, what year was that?
Well, in Europe it was 98, and in the United States it was 99, with the 996.
Excellent. Randy, thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll get you back with us real soon, my friend.
Bob, I love talking to you. Thanks so much for calling me. It's always fun.
All right, Randy. Thank you. We so appreciate your time.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.